The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels were with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those in his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, and the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Now enter into the home of my Father." The first reading tells us, "Be holy, for I am holy." What is holiness? The Hebrew word for holiness is kadosh. Kadosh. It means to be consecrated. It means to belong to God. To belong to God. Holiness. If holiness means to belong to God, and he says, "Be holy," God is saying to us, all what is important to me should be important to you. Everything that you know is godly should be important to you. Therefore, strive towards it. And we know the opposite of what is godly, which is ungodly, sin. Oftentimes we hear about the word sin, sin, sin. It makes no sense. What is sin? The gospel makes it clear.
when we abandon or overlook charity, when we do not look towards what God, what is important to God, feeding the hungry, looking out for those who are in prison, maybe due to their own faults or not. Today we celebrate a man who was a disciple to St. John the Evangelist, St. Polycarp. He loved God so much. What was important to God meant so much to him. He hated the heretics of his time, but loved the man, loved the heretics, but their teachings, he never liked them. Once it was told that he met one of the heretics, Marcion, in Rome, because he was a bishop of Smyrna. And the heretic said to him, "Do you know me?" And St. Polycarp said to him, "I know you, the firstborn of Satan," in a very loving way. And they hugged. And they hugged themselves. Because he was teaching false truth. And he referred to him as the firstborn of Satan, but loved him. To love the person, to love the sinner, but to hate the sin. In 167 AD, during the Great Persecution, those who were against the faith came to his home and told him to surrender himself. And he said to them, "Allow me a few moments to pray." And he went, knelt for a while and prayed. And they said to him, "Will you renounce your faith?" And you know what he said to them? He said, "For 86 years I have served the Lord, and he has never been unfair to me. He has always loved me. Why should I deny him now?" And they put him up to be burned. And he said, "This fire is nothing compared to the eternal fires." They set up the fire, they lit the fire, and he wouldn't burn. And someone came and stabbed him in his heart, on his chest, and pierced his heart. That was the only time he burned. What a man of courage. Everything that meant to God, everything that was important to God, meant a lot to him. He loved the sinner, but hated the sin. Let us pray that we may continue to strive for holiness. We have all been consecrated. Remember, Psalm 24, verse 3 to 4 says, holiness is necessary to see God. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 tells us, without holiness, no one can see God. Let us continue to do those things, those little things that we ignore oftentimes.